No one wants to talk about the end of life. But that's a problem, because if you don't plan for the end of life, decisions will get made for you. Most people say they'd prefer to die at home, but most old people end up dying in hospitals or nursing homes, frequently receiving treatment that's painful, invasive, and ultimately ineffective. Hawaii is one of the states where people are most likely to die in the hospital, but they're trying to change that. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Lena Katakura's father is 81. He was recently diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and doctors don't expect him to survive. Katakura says a nurse at their Honolulu hospital gave them a form to fill out indicating what kind of treatment he'd want at the end of life.
Looking through that, it's go, oh my, okay, now how are we going to do this? And it's, oh no, no, we'll show you the video. So I said, oh, okay, great.
You're being shown this video because you have an illness that cannot be cured.
On the video, it shows the hospital scenes in the background, right? So you get to see what really is going to be done to you on the video.
You can see CPR and breathing machines and what it's like in the intensive care unit. And you can choose not to have any of that.
There are three general approaches to medical care if you become very sick. They are life prolonging care, limited medical care, and comfort care.
These simple short videos are being shown in medical offices, clinics, and hospitals all over Hawaii now, in the many languages that Hawaiians speak. Lena Katakura and her father watched the video in English and Japanese.
Some patients have said, wow, nobody's ever asked me what's important to me before.
Dr. Ray Seitz is a medical director with the nonprofit Hawaii Medical Service Association, the state's largest health insurer. She says there are a number of obstacles that keep patients from getting the treatment they want. Some healthcare providers may talk about it, some may not, and each doctor, clinic, hospital, and nursing home may have different standards. Then there's this.
It takes a lot of time, and currently nobody has a good payment system for that.
Out of 50 states, Hawaii ranks 49th in the use of home health care services in the last 6 months of life. Seitz wanted to change that, and she'd heard about these videos produced by Dr. Angelo Volandis of Harvard Medical School. Maybe they could help. So she brought Volandis to Hawaii to give a little show and tell for some health care providers.
I frankly was astounded at how excited people became when they saw these videos.
Excited and maybe relieved, says Angelo Volandis.
You know, physicians, medical students aren't often trained to have these conversations. So I too had difficulty having this conversation, and sometimes words aren't enough.
Volandis is the author of a book called The Conversation. It tells the stories of some of the patients he encountered early in his career and their end-of-life experiences. He describes aggressive interventions performed on patients with advanced cases of cancer or dementia. They suffer one complication after another. There is never a happy ending. But Volandis says the videos are not designed to persuade patients to opt for less aggressive care.
I tell people the right choice is the one that you make as long as you are fully informed of what the risks and benefits are.
Still, studies show that the vast majority of people who see these videos usually choose comfort care, the least aggressive treatment. That's compared to patients who just have a chat with the doctor. Every health care provider in Hawaii currently has access to the videos, courtesy of the Hawaii Medical Service Association. The impact on patients will be studied for 3 years. But one thing that won't be examined is how patients' choices affect cost. Again, insurance company medical director Ray Seitz.
When a person dies in hospice care at home, it's not as costly as dying in the ICU, but it's also more likely to be peaceful and dignified. So people can accuse insurance companies all they want to, but what I would look at is, are people getting the kind of care that they want?
Lena Katakura's father is. He's at home with her and receiving hospice services. After seeing the videos, she says, he chose comfort care only.
And if I was him, I want that too. So I was satisfied with his decision.
Now she says she needs to make a decision for the kind of care she wants for herself at the end of life, hopefully while that's still a long way off. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.